From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei. Cuba's communist government announced this week it's arrested four Cuban exiles who were visiting the island. The men have been charged with plotting terrorist activities. WLRN's Tim Padgett points out that arrests like these are often meant to send a larger message.
Cuban authorities said the four men had been taken into custody in late April for allegedly planning attacks on military installations. They were identified as Jose Ortega Amador, Obdulio Rodriguez Gonzalez, Raibel Pacheco Santos, and Felix Manzon Alvarez. Cuba also claims the men were acting under orders from exile militants in the South Florida Cuban community. Either way, analysts say the arrest could be used as an excuse for a crackdown on Cuban dissidents, or they may be Cuba's response to being listed again by the United States as a state sponsor of terrorism. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami.
Today, Miami City Commissioners will discuss who is policing the police. Miami's Civilian Investigative Panel generally reviews the police department's use of force, especially in cases of high-profile police shootings. But the 12-year-old agency is having internal problems of its own. Nadej Green has been covering this story for the Miami Herald.
You have infighting among board members. You have accusations of racism and reverse racism from board members alleging that the executive director is a racist, board members alleging other board members are racist, and it's just become this big mess.
The panel was once a national model for citizen oversight. It was the first group of its kind in Florida to have subpoena power. The panel was created in the wake of several fatal shootings of black men in 2001, and current tensions have cast doubt on the board's ability to handle similar cases today. The Miami City Commission is expected to talk about the panel at their meeting today. Well, when it comes to Florida's housing market, cash is king. A study released this week shows that almost two-thirds of Florida housing sales in the first quarter of this year were done in cash. That is the highest rate in the nation and well above the national average of nearly 43%. That's according to the study done by research firm RealtyTrack. Five Florida metro areas also had the nation's highest rates of cash sales. Those areas were Cape Coral, Fort Myers, Sarasota, Palm Bay, Lakeland, and Miami. RealtyTrack says the high rates of cash sales show that investors are still finding Florida popular. The study finds that the percentage of institutional investors has declined from the end of 2013. But researchers say the report suggests that mom-and-pop investors and foreign investors are still finding Florida very attractive. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei.